happen, we have to really escalate the noise we make so that we'll be heard.
Welcome to Gay USA. I'm Andy Hum, coming to you from Chelsea.
I'm Ann Northrup, ex-Chelsea.
And happy Human Rights Day. Now, of course, it's not being celebrated in the United States any longer, any more than World AIDS Day was last week. In the news, of course, the battle cry of the Trump administration at this point is death to America, we will explain.
Okay, I can't wait to hear it. Public health leaders say the CDC under RFK Jr. is, surprise, no longer a reliable place to go for medical guidance.
That is a headline. The United States under Trump is looking to pay you to report on people with views against capitalism, Christianity, and their brutal anti-immigration policies.
Actually, I think the headline at the moment is that by the time you see this, we may be at full-scale war with Venezuela. Wow. Still confused about why he seized the tanker, but I'm sure we'll know shortly. Meanwhile, the Trump DOJ will no longer enforce protections against sexual violence against LGBTQ inmates.
Trump seizes a Venezuelan tanker in order to distract you from everything he's going on. The erasure of LGBTQ people from the history of federal service continues apace.
And we have this as a headline. I'm not sure it's new news, but we'll figure that out. The true beneficiaries of DEI in college admissions are, ta-da, men.
There was a study on it.
Yep.
And it's very relevant to the way, you know, they're always attacking DEI. Our national parks will no longer offer free admission on holidays celebrating Black achievements.
No, they found another person to honor. A Methodist pastor in upstate New York has announced her transition, and she announced it from the pulpit.
A win for non-binary people in Montana.
Everything's up to date in Montana. The Council of Europe is urging bans on conversion therapy, but the U.S. Supreme Court is poised to declare those bans unconstitutional here.
I'm going to review one play about families and two movies about families that I both recommend them all. Imagine that.
All right. And Bob the Drag Queen is taking center stage on Broadway.
Right. Any updates, Ann?
We're still working on my incision and flattening it out. I may be making progress on that. But basically, I'm doing very well. And everyone around me is getting breast cancer. And there's a new study out that says if you don't start getting tested early, you may have a much higher chance of dying from breast cancer.
Wow.
So please get yourself tested.
Well, I just had physical therapy this week, and the guy was trying to get me to do things that were hurting. And I said, look, just about to go on a trip. I don't want to be that sore when I take off. So let's just take it easy and take it one by one. But anyway.
Sometimes you have to challenge yourself in these situations.
Challenge the therapist in this case.
Okay. Well, tell me how the American people are being.
Well, I mean, put up the protest sign of about RFK. I mean, look at it. Look what he's doing. I mean, come on. I mean, credible public health experts are now saying Americans and their insurance providers should no longer look to the CDC for medical or public health guidance. Now, that much is clear. But the problem remains what kinds of vaccines and treatments the federal government, Medicare and Medicaid, are going to continue to cover under these maniacs.
Well, sure. Do we, aside from the vaccines, do we have any details of what they're cutting out?
Well, I mean, they're just, well, yeah, I'll get to the FDA when we get to her. But do want to talk about the vaccines is huge. I mean, this total quack panel, they had about three leftovers, and they just voted against things that have been available for years, confirmed scientifically for years. It's ending all the trust in the CDC. Dr. Richard Besser, who's the president and chief executive of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and a former acting director of the agency, said policymakers, physicians, and families must turn to reputable, this is important advice for us, reputable medical and public health groups for guidance, and health insurers should do the same. I mean, it's an onslaught. And then there's the Food and Drug Administration, former commissioner sharply criticizing this and, you know, ending the COVID shots and everything else. So, but over at the FDA, the Trump administration's elevation of a vaccine skeptic to lead a high profile office within the FDA is also raising alarm. She's Dr. Tracy Beth Hoag. She's the acting director. She's the one who's now going to decide what drugs get evaluated and researched and approved. And one agency source said, putting her in charge is like dropping an atom bomb. It's an extinction level event. She has never supervised a drug review, never conducted a clinical trial. She does not understand the laws and regulations. But this is who the Republican Party has put in charge.
Well, they do want to destroy all traditional institutions of the government, for better or worse. Not that these institutions couldn't stand some reform. I've gotten arrested several times protesting their bad processes in the past. But this presents a real dilemma for the American people and insurance companies and the medical profession. How do you deal with a situation where the institutions you used to use as your guideposts have suddenly given up any kind of normal functioning?
Some states like Illinois, Governor Pritzker, he stepped in and said, we're going to have our own vaccine recommendations and we're going to do this ourselves as much as we can. Again, it's still going to depend on how you're going to pay for all of it. But then the U.S. Supreme Court signaled on Monday, it may favor loosening the strict vaccine requirements that do not allow for religious exemptions. They used to have religious exemptions for vaccines, but too many people were not doing it. And there were tremendous outbreaks, particularly in the Orthodox Jewish community. But again, you let it get out of hand in one community, it gets all over the place. And that's
the problem. Yeah. Meanwhile, in Virginia, two high school boys are suing the Loudoun County schools because they were suspended for sexually harassing a trans kid. And they are claiming that they had a religious right to do so as Christians. And the Department of Justice is weighing in with them. They have entered the suit on the side of the attacking boys to say, yes, they are Christians and they have a right to say anything they want and harass some poor trans kid in the locker room.
So that gets us to our next story, which is Attorney General Pam Bondi is ordering the FBI under Kash Patel to compile a list of groups or entities engaging in acts that may constitute domestic terrorism. Now, the target is against people who oppose law and immigration enforcement, have extreme views in favor of mass migration and open borders, adherence to radical gender ideology, that's us, as well as anti-Americanism, anti-capitalism, and anti-Christianity. I mean, come on.
Is this my excuse to finally quit this show?
It's an excuse to get out of the country.
It's only a matter of time before they get to us, Andy.
So in addition, so they're basically asking you to do the reporting, and there will be a reward system for you. So if you want to turn us in, it's pretty obvious that we do this stuff.
Please.
They have a cash reward system to establish cooperators. Whoa.
How much? Should we turn ourselves in?
Sure. Okay. Here's the latest thing about, citizenship, and we're going to talk about all these issues and what they're doing to immigrants. So, you know, they have these naturalization ceremonies, and this week, as they were having one at the Indianapolis Union Station, federal officials stopped certain applicants and told them, "You're not going to be getting citizenship today." They cut 38 of the 100 participants. These are people who had fulfilled all the obligations. It was just a formality to get the swearing in, not for you, because we're no longer accepting people who come from Afghanistan, Burundi, Chad, Cuba, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti. The list goes on. You should read the list. It's just grotesque. Grotesque. These are people who want to be a part of us.
We could go on for a long time about the way those people enrich our country. I had a discussion with my physical therapist about this yesterday, who was adamant about the fact that she's a green card holder and adamant about the fact that it is immigrants who work the hardest and are the most devoted to contributing to the country. And so we discussed what's going on and what her level of risk is. And this would be a good time to make a very local announcement that may be relevant wherever you are, which is that the Chelsea Neighbors United, the new group formed to fight back, is having a big town hall meeting on Monday, this coming Monday, the 15th, and the new venue has been settled on the Atlantic Theater Company on West 20th Street between 8th and 9th Avenues. You can't miss it, south side of the street. 6:30 p.m., you need to register beforehand. So
we will include a link to that in our email blast. And
yes,
a lot of you have signed up for it because you get a lot of news like this. Go to gayusatv.org and just click on it. GoDaddy sends you an email saying you really want to do this, and you say you do, and then you're on the list.
The meeting is going to be very useful. It's going to strategize about how to organize to resist if ICE shows up in your neighborhood, specifically Chelsea for this one, but it could be anywhere. And this kind of organizing is going on certainly all over New York City, and I'm sure elsewhere in the country.
Yeah, Mayor-elect Mamdani is doing this kind of education very publicly and getting, of course, excoriated by the New York Post. But that's a good
excoriated by the New York Post. The Trump administration is threatening to prosecute him for unconstitutional acts by making a video saying, "Know your rights. This is what you can do."
Trump says it's sedition if you say he's unhealthy. All right. All right, here's another one, folks. And this one, again, it's a lot to absorb. So now travelers who are visiting the United States from countries like Britain and France and Germany and South Korea could now have to undergo a review of up to 5 years of your social media history in order to be accepted by the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. 5 years. They want your email. They want to look at every note you've written for the last 5 years. And then we'll decide whether you can come into this great country for a visit.
Doesn't that fall under the title of unconstitutional?
That falls under the title of killing the tourism industry.
Yeah. All right. Our pals Laura Loomer and Chaya Rychik are combing all the personnel listings of government employees to find anyone with any note of DEI or LGBTQ, and then telling the Trump administration to fire them. So they're just taking every personnel list in the government and going through them and getting rid of us.
Then also, this is horrific for our people. We're going to get to some good news. But Trump's DOJ, Department of Justice, will no longer enforce protections against sexual violence for LGBTQ inmates. His order specifically called to overturn the provisions meant to prevent assault against trans people. And of course, you know, they're forcing, because they don't believe in trans people, you know, trans women are being forced into men's prisons, etc. There are 5,000 incarcerated transgender people in the country.
Yeah, and there go their protections. No one will pay attention or protect them.
And then there's, of course, the, you know, Supreme Court. You know, somebody the other day said, you know, it'd be great to have Nuremberg trials when this is all over for these people, but not if you have this court, because they just gave Trump more power to fire all the independent agencies of the government. This was a Supreme Court case that they heard. They're going to get, Trump will be able to control the Federal Trade Commission and everything else. They hesitate about the Federal Reserve Board because that's where their money is, and they don't want their 401ks upset. So don't let this idiot touch that. Just let him destroy everything else.
Well, he's reaching out to destroy others too. He came out with this national security plan this week. And yes. It talks about Europe engaging in civilizational erasure, which means too many immigrants, not enough white people. So he is reaching out to tell Europe, we are going to help the dictators among you, who the right wingers who want to take over and stop immigration and make your countries white again. So he has promised European countries that's the side we're going to be on.
And by the way, they did a survey of people who work for the diplomatic corps and found that 98% say that workplace morale has fallen to an all-time low under Trump.
Well, they are alienating people along the way. The Republican women in the House of Representatives are now angry at Speaker Mike Johnson because he announced all the new chairs of committees in the House and none of them are women. Yeah. And they're saying, Mike.
It sounds like Margaret Thatcher's first cabinet. No women. First woman prime minister. No.
Well, there were no women then.
Stop. Another bad Supreme Court. They will not hear the Texas book ban case, which will allow the you know, rejection of 17 disputed titles on transgender and race issues and things to be kept off the library's shelves. Now, listen to the court. No one's banning or burning books, the court said. If you can't find it, buy it. This is what they're saying. Or borrow it from a friend. This is what it means to make a library, to be a library, to make judgments about which books are worth reading and not reading. If you doubt that, next time you visit the library, you ask your library to direct you to the Holocaust denial section. Now, look, I don't care if Mein Kampf is in the library. People should look at it for historic reasons. You don't have to. I'm just against banning books.
You don't have to go to the library. You just have to go to Trump's bedside to find Mein Kampf.
Well, you know, they always said it was Mein Kampf on his bedside. His wife, who is divorcing, said it was a book of Hitler's speeches. And that does seem to be his M.O.
But the Supreme Court will hear the birthright citizenship case.
What's your prediction there, Anne?
Well, I'd love to think that they would score one for our side in that one and not overrule the actual plain language of the Constitution. But I fear they will find a way to manipulate themselves into Trump's position.
No lower court judge, including many Trump appointed judges, have agreed with the administration on this.
Well, unfortunately, that is not a predictor of Supreme Court decisions.
Okay. Now, this is a report from Chris Cooper, our sometime co-host. you know, he talks about going to the national parks and sometimes being the only black people that he would see there. Now, so the parks had this policy of on certain holidays, you would get free admission to sort of celebrate and mark them. The Trump administration has now ended free admission on Martin Luther King Day and Juneteenth. And when are they adding one? Trump Day, Trump's birthday. Which is June.
Well, it's Flag Day, Andy.
No. It's Flag Day / Trump Day.
Soon to be celebrated at the Trump Kennedy Center.
They never got around to free admission on the anniversary of the Stonewall Rebellion, but oh well, maybe in the next administration.
I want to spend a minute on the Defense Department. Congress is considering a dozen spending authorization bills for next year. They have to finish all that very shortly and go through each department. So the National Defense Authorization Bill is under consideration. Now they have dropped their ban on gender-affirming surgeries. Shocking, shocking. But they are refusing Nancy Mace's long list of anti-LGBTQ rules. And they have softened a little their stance on trans athletes, but, trans athletes are banned at all military academies, but not, I'm sorry, wait a second. Oh, I'm a little confused on that. The gender-affirming care could still be banned at all other departments, which would screw up the Defense Department anyway. So these amendments are under consideration for all these bills, and the administration is trying to disempower LGBTQ people across the board in each department one by one.
I noticed there was no administration marking of Pearl Harbor Day, you know, when we were attacked by the Japanese fascists and where they declared war on us, we declared war on them, and Hitler declared war on us. They don't mark that anymore. All right. Their bigotry knows no bottom, as you know from watching this show. So if you walk down the hall at the Humphrey Building where the Public Health Corps is and the Federal Department of Health and Human Services, one of the portraits was of a transgender person, Admiral Rachel Levine, who served for 4 years as President Biden's Assistant Secretary of Health, first transgender person to win Senate confirmation. So they took her portrait down. Yeah, it was altered. A digital photograph of the portrait in the hallway obtained shows that her previous name is now typed below the portrait under the glass frame. And, you know, it's just petty crap.
Well, they defended this by saying, we are devoted to scientific truth. And so we are taking the admiral's portrait and putting her original dead name on her portrait because we believe in truth.
Right. All right. Okay. At the Department of Homeland Security, there is serious talk of replacing Kristi Noem at the department with soon to be unemployed Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin. Now, I'll miss the bumbling puppy killer being the face of our evil ICE raids, and that the job will pass to an equally evil but much smoother secretary. Of course, you know, Noem's most recent gaffe was at the cabinet meeting saying to in front of Trump, you made it through hurricane season without a hurricane. You kept the hurricanes away. We appreciate that.
I don't see why that was upsetting. That sounds like exactly the kind of thing he would like to claim credit for.
Well, somebody who works there says, look, they're going to destroy this place. I just hope the new secretary gets here in time. But I don't know if it's going to make any difference if it's Glenn Youngkin.
Well, they're going to bulldoze the whole White House in by the time he finishes his term. He's already referred to it as a creepy little place.
That's for a long time. All right. Here's a, and speaking of immigration, this is from Make the Road, New York. There's a guy named Alan who was being unjustly held in ICE detention. He's a gay man originally from the Cayman Islands. He came to the U.S. over 10 years ago to apply for asylum based on LGBTQ identity. He dutifully attended court hearings. Well, but in 2022, he didn't get a notice, and so he was removed in absentia and knew nothing about it. Now he's in custody. He and his husband, Matthew, were married in 2023. That's, you know, this is a tremendous injustice. And we will have a link in our email to where you can sign the petition, as if it will do any good with these people, to try to get them out. But some people do get out.
Yeah, they said you missed your hearing. And he said, well, you didn't tell me about the hearing. How could I go? And they said, too bad. We're grabbing you.
Okay. Kennedy Center honors.
Oh, boy. Yes.
Well, I mean, I don't intend to tune in, but the late December, but the medallions, the new medallions have been unveiled. Well, let's show that's the new medallion there on the left. I'm surprised it has rainbow colors on it.
I agree.
But they used to festoon the people who won with big rainbow lanyards holding the thing. So that's of course, Fauci. Joan Baez, yeah. But so I think we have a picture of some. Do we have a picture? Oh, there's Gloria Gaynor. She has survived. And there she is receiving her medal.
Tiffany designed the new medal, which is probably how they got away with putting a very faint rainbow on it. But I predict that won't last. Next year, it'll be gone.
Mitchell Gold, the gay activist, said several years ago, Gloria performed I Will Survive at the Library of Congress. And then after, to my horror, she sang her updated version. I think she called it I Did Survive with heavy religious verbiage, the kind that makes your skin crawl. So I was in shock.
Yeah, that's her. But the other thing was that Trump hosted the ceremony, which no previous president has, and proceeded to talk about the horrible people in the audience.
Wait a minute. He excluded all Kennedys, including RFK Jr. He didn't want any Kennedys there. This is now the Trump, and he said it, the Trump Kennedy Center. He goes, whoops, you know, that's what, don't know. So after all the negativity, let's talk about a president who stood up for LGBTQ people more than
We have a segue because you're talking about medals. I think we can do the FIFA story, which is that the FIFA president is now being charged with more corruption. He was formerly known as the most corrupt person leading the most corrupt organization in the world.
Well, wait a minute. Isn't he in charge of the FIFA Peace Prize?
Yes, he invented it. He gave it to Trump so that FIFA would be treated well in the U.S. Well, now it turns out that there is a game scheduled on Pride weekend at the end of June in Seattle between Egypt and Iran. And people are not predicting a peaceful operation. Egypt and Iran have now formally requested no pride observances during that period.
And what has the response been from? Is it Seattle?
Yes. This is fresh news. We don't know yet how they will respond. I think Trump will be putting a lot of pressure on them to disappear all rainbow flags from anywhere.
And we have to find ways to get them in there.
I think Seattle residents will.
Oh yeah, they can show up. They can make the biggest rainbow flag you've ever seen.
Yeah, keep an eye on the Egypt-Iran game, June 26th in Seattle.
I'll put it in my calendar.
Okay.
All right. So after all the negativity, let's talk about a president who did stand up for LGBTQ people more than any president in history, really. Joe Biden. He was honored by the LGBTQ Victory Institute, which trains and funds our LGBTQ candidates, with the Chris Abele Impact Award. He said, and we're going to link to his speech. He said, folks, Donald Trump and his Republicans are trying to derail and distort our fight for equality. They're trying to turn it into something scary, something sinister. And there is nothing more American than the notion of equality. Nothing, 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 he said. He repeated himself. Good for him. And, so many firsts in the Biden administration. But
he looks rested and ready.
All right.
Maybe we'll bring him back in 28. Well, or not.
Let's go to Rochester, New York. Okay.
Okay. Where a Methodist minister, Philippa Fanouf, announced from the pulpit that she is trans. And she had a very interesting way of describing it. She said, I'm not becoming a woman. I'm giving up pretending to be a man. Yes. I thought that was a really astute way to describe it.
And she's easing her congregation. There's a picture of her in Mufti. She's easing her congregation into it. She said, by the way, her 51-year-old parents do not approve of the decision. And they asked me to tell you that here. So I'm telling you. She said, my voice might go a tad higher. Pronoun she, her, but I'm not going to be the pronoun police, she told them. And this is as the Methodist Church, United Methodist Church, has moved decisively toward LGBTQ plus inclusion. Last year, they reversed their longstanding rules that condemned LGBTQ identities, and now they affirm it as a sacred gift, which is what it is. You're getting it now.
And even a Catholic university, Benedictine University in Illinois, was set to observe the Trans Day of Remembrance, but they got a lot of attacks after Fox covered this. It brought protesters out of the woodwork.
Chaya Raychick again.
Yeah, well, she's a busy gal. So they backed away from their planned observance, but I give them credit for thinking about it.
Last week we told you last week we told you about an Indiana state senator and a bunch of senators who were resisting this redistricting. Well, the House went ahead and passed the GOP redistricting, which is meant to eliminate all Democrat districts in the state of Indiana, there'll be 9 Republicans and no Democrats. But the Senate seems to be still resistant there in Indiana.
And we also told you last week that the William Way Community Center in Philadelphia was having to leave its building because they didn't have enough money to repair it. And so they were spreading out to various churches and other organizations that were going to take parts of their program. Well, update, people have come through with donations. They will be able to repair the building, which is great news because it's a great building. But they will temporarily spread out their programming to places like the Church of St. Luke. So they're closing temporarily on December 18th. And when the repairs are done, they will go back to their home.
Now, we've been a year without what NASDAQ had in terms of a diversity rule after the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit struck down the SEC-approved NASDAQ board diversity rules. It required firms to disclose board composition by gender, race, and LGBTQ status. So not surprisingly, in the aftermath, that we've gone from 95% compliance in 2024 to 17% compliance. It seems like some of these corporations are a little too eager to get rid of embracing all their employees and people.
It's work and it costs them money and they don't want to do it if they don't have to.
Well, they used to have an analysis that said this is good for business, that we want to reflect society, but now they don't care.
Well, they also know that if they try to keep doing DEI programs and policies, that they're going to pay a price from the Trump administration. It's not a neutral situation. They're actually going to be punished.
AT&T just dropped their DEI to appease the administration as they secure regulatory approval for a $1 billion purchase of U.S. Cellular. I'm a little concerned about all the consolidation going on in the United States, but there's no check on it because all you have to do is write a check to the Trump family and you will get what you want.
I'm hoping it's all temporary and that the circle will turn and we will go back to a more decentralized system eventually.
Now, you're telling me this is not a new story, but there is a new study by the Williams Institute. It's a Washington Post report on Williams College. They admitted male applicants at 7% and women at 4.4%. And if they had used gender-blind admissions, the student body would be far more female. But they felt they need to boost the male applicants to keep gender balance on campus. Now, we're not against balance of all kinds in terms of race and all these other things. But, of course, I'm surprised that the Department of Justice hasn't moved in and said, you're attacking women. You know, just like with trans sports, you need to stop this and let women take over.
No. They want men. They want Glenn Youngkin over Kristi Noem. They want men running the committees in the House. They want men. It has been a long time, many, many years, that women have outnumbered men in colleges and universities. And that has a lot to do with women's ambitions and women seeing education as something that they're comfortable with. And men are, to some extent, less comfortable with going to college. And so it is not a surprise that colleges would now be talking about affirmative action for men in college applications.
I would think there's a case that these women could bring. All right. We've told you. Well, come on. Look at all those reverse discrimination cases on race that were won.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So we've told you that the Catholic Church adamantly opposes gender-affirming care for over 350 years, though. It surgically altered children's bodies to serve its institutional needs with the castrati. Just want to point that out. It's a story I read. It's pretty interesting. It was a horrible, torturous thing that they did to these boys. But, you know, now, of course, they're against gender-affirming care.
Okay. But they are, the Catholic Archdiocese in New York is now trying to scrape together money to pay the victims of sexual assault. But the victims of sexual assault are saying, are you kidding me? You're saying you're going to offer us $300 million. We didn't agree to that. That's far less than we deserve. The hell with you.
I talked to a survivor who doesn't have a current case at the Archdiocese who said a lot of guys or women will take these settlements because they're broke and they need something now.
Absolutely.
So that will happen.
Sure. You give them just enough to make them feel that they've got something and don't have to go through further litigation or being exposed or whatever. And yes, they can get away with that.
Now, we'll tell you the good news from Montana, maybe only temporary, but a Montana court ruled that the state unlawfully discriminated against a non-binary minor by refusing to issue them a driver's license. So that's a win. And that's a state court. So I don't know if it's going to go up to the Supreme Court or anything, but there it is.
And Chiasse has withdrawn his candidacy against Hakeem Jeffries. Yes, he's out of the race. He's seen the error of his ways when Mamdani said, "Don't you dare!" And so he's back to that.
But
there's a big fight brewing in Texas. That's where things are getting interesting.
Jasmine Crockett.
Yeah, well, first of all, Colin Allred was running for Senate, And then this guy, Tal Rico, declared for the Democratic nomination. And he's seen as this, you know, the second coming. He's because he's so middle of the road. And Colin Allred was evidently not getting enough traction. So he decided to go back and run in his old congressional district, which meanwhile had been won when he left Congress to run for Senate. Julie Johnson, lesbian, won his seat.
The only out lesbian or gay, I guess, in the South. And
yes, first out lesbian or yes, maybe gay person in the South to win a seat in Congress. So now Colin is going back and saying, I want my seat back. And while Jasmine Crockett steps up to run for Senate, which I think is unlikely, but who knows?
Look, things are changing. They elected a Democratic socialist as mayor of New York.
Who thought I would love Jasmine Crockett to win the Senate seat from Texas. And we have Ken Paxton against the incumbent Cornyn on the Republican side. It's going to be a hell of an election in Texas next year.
That's the thing. Jasmine Crockett, and we've been with her and heard her speak. She's the real thing. And people get this authenticity. And yep. You know, everybody's, you know, a lot of the Democrats, oh, we have to be more moderate or we're not going to win. If you don't get a little more radical now, we're not going anywhere.
Well, Julie Johnson, at the news that Colin Allred was going to come back and try to reclaim his seat from her, said, are you kidding? I'm the one who works hard and shows up and does everything that needs to be done and cares about my constituents. How dare you come back and try for this seat? I'm fighting you every inch of the way.
All right. A federal judge in Georgia has stopped the state from enforcing a law that would have denied transgender prisoners access to hormone therapy, even when doctors say it is medically necessary. This affects 300 transgender people in Georgia's prisons. So it wasn't the judge, Victoria Calvert, was a Joe Biden appointee. She said, gender dysphoria is a serious medical need and refusing treatment isn't just bad policy. It's unconstitutional.
Well, the state of Florida is now suing the American Academy of Pediatrics, the Endocrine Society, and WPATH for fraud for supporting trans patients, and says that everything these established institutions say is wrong, destructive, fraudulent, and they base that on the results of the CAS review in England, which has been proven to be, bad at best. And so the state of Florida is trying to shut down all trans care.
Didn't we used to say that like doing things like conversion therapy was fraud? Which, of course, it is. Although the Supreme Court may allow it. The United States Tennis Association did update its policy quietly on December 1st to ban trans women, made no official announcement. And they say, we're just going along with all these executive orders that are coming down. Ken Paxton, you mentioned, he announced an investigation into the organization's Texas League to determine whether they violated Texas law by allowing biological males to participate in women's matches.
Well, the USTA says they don't want to lose federal funds. The USTA gets federal funds, and they don't want to lose their status as the governing body of tennis.
We don't take federal funds here. We don't take state and local funds here, but we do rely on you. And we hope if it's within your means to make a donation to Gay USA before the end of the year or anytime, go to our website at gayusatv.org and help us out. We appreciate it because that's how we keep going. More good news. The Ali Forney Center for Homeless LGBTQ Youth, they've opened Casa Cecilia, which is a second shelter established by them. That's the opening ceremony there. It's named for Cecilia Gentile, who was, there she is, who died in 2024. And she was very helpful with the Gender Non-Discrimination Act, and she was on POSE. Just a great trans leader. So that's that's, you know, good to have her remembered that way.
Yes.
And she used to work at Ali Forney.
And this will provide 6 months shelter for 20 people at a time, and prepare them to go live on their own. I've started watching, by the way, that trans youth documentary that we were recommending, and it's quite good. Maybe we can put a link to it in the show note.
I started it too. I have it on the DVR.
Yeah, me too.
Patagonia, this beloved drag queen, did a 100-mile fundraising hike in drag heels and raised $1 million for charity. And, you know, it's amazing. She focused on opening up environmental groups and outdoors groups to more diversity and trans things, and just, you know, just did it, made the thing, raised $1 million.
Yes, backpacked from 100 miles north of San Francisco into the city, camping out along the way. Admirable hike.
Okay. By the way, cisgender men are getting gender-affirming care also in record numbers, and no one is saying boo. Put that picture up. It's for breast reduction. And this surgery is authorized. It's a matter of fixing them. Now, of course, if trans people need this for medical reasons, it's denied in a lot of places now. And so, you know, it's just an amazing number of men who are taking advantage of this.
It is the most popular plastic surgery for men. The gynecomastia, the enlarged breasts for men, is considered a hormonal imbalance and is very, very common. And therefore, they have those surgeries. And no, as you say, no one comments on it. And yet anyone else who wants any kind of surgery like that suddenly is under the microscope.
By the way, I'm going for my annual in January physical. And so I should ask them to check for
breast cancer. Yes, absolutely.
To do whatever they need to do to figure out whether I might have it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. In Miami, how about Miami? Democrat Eileen Higgins won the mayor's race there. It's the first. The opponent was endorsed by Trump. The Democrats had a 3-decade losing streak. So this is quite a boost.
She's pretty progressive, and that's a great win for her.
And in Chai
says that I do have news of a different sort on our favorite Representative Robert Garcia from Long Beach, California, leading the charge on attacking the Trump administration. I saw him on TV the other night in a place I would not have expected to see him. Andy Cohen's Watch What Happens Live. Robert Garcia, it turns out, is an encyclopedia of knowledge about the Real Housewives. He watches them all. He can answer all questions. He's completely up to date. He knows all the history. He just knocks out every.
I love him, but I don't need him. I have Ann Northrup.
It's true.
Back to politics. Salt Lake City, Derek Kitchen, a former Utah State Senator and Salt Lake City Council member, as well as a marriage equality activist and Biden administration official, he's entered the race for the Democratic nomination for the newly drawn 1st Congressional District, which covers all of Salt Lake City and some of its nearest suburbs. So that should go Democrat. Kamala Harris easily carried Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City is a more progressive town than New York, although maybe not. We do have the socialist mayor now. So anyway, but you know,
you may remember him as having sued for marriage rights in Utah. He really was largely responsible for same-sex marriage being legalized in Utah.
And now he's in a crowded field, so there are others, and they're LGBTQ allies, of course. And he says he respects them. Anyway, all right. Oxford University Press has announced the word of the year. It's two words, actually, is rage bait. which is defined as online content deliberately designed to elicit anger and outrage.
That's the definition of Trump.
Yes. We are not here to enrage you. We are just here to get you concerned enough to be spurred into action.
Should we talk about David Curzon?
Daniel,
sorry.
Isn't it?
Yes, I couldn't read my handwriting.
Well, Daniel Curzon is a pioneering gay novelist, playwright, educator, and writer of etiquette manuals for gay men. He died at the age of 87. That picture is from 1978. He'd been in ill health for some time. But his first novel was called Something You Do in the Dark, 1971, a gay man's attempt to avenge his entrapment by a Detroit vice squad officer by murdering him. It was called by the LA Times, the first gay protest novel. He was quite a character. There's a lot of stuff about him online, a Wikipedia page, but he was also the editor of a homophile magazine, Gay Literature, a New Journal. He just was great. His parting shots on Facebook just the last couple of months: the constitutional changes needed are the president does not nominate judges, a committee does, and the president has one pardon a year for the turkey. All right.
Should we move on to international news?
Better.
Yeah. All right. In the UK, the Girl Guiding, the scout organization, is now officially excluding trans girls. That's ugly.
Well, they're following the lead of the Women's Institute. But the Council of Europe Committee on Equality and Non-Discrimination unanimously passed a report banning conversion therapy practices. And so it's about to make a big comeback in the United States. But
this is what Trump is objecting to: civilizational erasure.
Okay.
The Vatican, again, for the second time, a second commission has refused ordination of women as deacons, even. It could lead to priesthood.
It could lead to staffing up your churches is what it could lead to.
Find some other jobs for them.
Yes, housekeeping.
Yeah.
All right.
Japan, Jeremy O. Harris has spent the last 3 weeks in jail.
Oh, I wasn't going to talk about it. They did let him out, but
he could be in big trouble.
he could
be in trouble. No charges yet. He was caught with a supply of ecstasy in his suitcase as he entered. Look, I still remember the Beatles being grabbed for bringing pot into Japan many, many, many decades ago. Okay. Japan is tough. Don't bring drugs into Japan.
Or Iran or a bunch of other places.
Oh, that too. He was in jail for 3 weeks, but he stayed there and he's working there.
And let's go back to the United Kingdom, to the House of Commons, where the Liberal Democratic MP Josh Babarindi proposed to his partner right there, that's him on his knees and with holding the ring, to his partner Connor in the House of Commons. He got permission from the speaker to do this, and that's great. But it's also great that they had the debate on this bill in the House of Commons. Wait a minute.
We're waiting.
Yeah, I know. It would be unacceptable resulting. Oh, he's talking about the guidance that they're issuing about trans people. And he says it's totally unacceptable. It robs them of their rights and dignity. They call it a misogynist charter. This is the whole business, that you will be able to look at people and decide what they are and then complain about them going into restrooms based on gender stereotypes.
All right. Well, we're anticipating trouble of Pride weekend in Seattle over a soccer match. There's already been a dispute in the Champions League in Europe. The Tottenham club in the UK displays a Pride flag on the field, and they were playing a Czech team, and the Czech team asked that the pride flag be moved to another part of the field so it wouldn't provoke their fans into violent behavior. And the Tottenham folks said, yeah, okay, we can live with that. And then they beat the Czech team, which was good.
And then there's this horrible story about this anti-trans campaigner in Australia, Kiralee Smith. She's been fined, ordered to issue a public apology. She really goes after two trans women who play football in the country. And she just does the most disgusting things. She took a group of men dressed as women to the area and filmed them playing football as part of her harassment. She claimed one of the women had injured and hospitalized two female players in a match, which was not true. I mean, she's just relentless, but she got fined and she's appealing it.
Andy, we're only going to have about 2.5 minutes for your reviews. Kazakhstan has postponed its no promo homo law.
There's a new strain of Mpox, previously called monkeypox, detected in England. So watch out for that. Get your vaccinations.
AIDS deaths down in Brazil. Good news.
All right, Andy.
All right.
Well, we're almost out of time. I'm just going to briefly recommend the play Marjorie Prime on Broadway at Second Stage Hayes Theater. All-star cast. That's in that picture. It's Christopher Lowell and Jane Squibb. She's 95. And then there's out Cynthia Nixon with Danny Burstein. This play involves AI. I don't want to give too much of it away. And then I saw two movies. I want to recommend Goodbye June. This is the directorial debut of Kate Winslet. That's the this is a family drama, and it's she just did a terrific job. And then I want to recommend the movie Song Sung Blue, starring Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson, based on Lightning and Thunder, which was a Neil Diamond tribute act. It's very melodramatic, but it's full of great song, and it really was quite moving. They both were quite moving, and they both had great casts of young people. Of the children were just amazing.
And we want to congratulate Dwayne The Rock Johnson's wrestler daughter, Simone, who is now officially hooked to Tatiana Dumas, another wrestler. And there they all are together with The Rock, who couldn't be prouder.
He is. And Bob the Drag Queen is going to take over the role of Harold Zidler, the MC, in Moulin Rouge on January 27th for 8 weeks only.
He co-hosted
HBO's We're Here.
Yeah. All right. Chelsea Town Hall on Monday at 6:30 at the Atlantic Theater. And Andy, you're going to be gone next week.
And Anne will be here with Kathy Marino Thomas. Then we're going to have two documentaries at the end of the year.
Christmas and New Year's, two great documentaries about John McNeil and about ACT UP. They're really terrific. We're very proud to present them. But I'll be here next week with Kathy Marino Thomas. See you then.
Bye.